relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
This episode of the America First podcast with me, Sebastian Gorka, is brought to you by Franklin Armory. Shop freedom, quality, and innovation at franklinarmory.com. Franklin Armory, we are facilitators of freedom. Welcome, dear friends. This is America First with me, your host, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to the President of the United States, currently a member of the National Security Education Board of the Pentagon. I feel a little conflicted today because, well, it feels a little schizophrenic, the challenge before us. Do we actually use logic and facts to dissect what happened to my former boss at Mar-a-Lago? Or is it just about combating the narrative? Because that's all the left cares about. I'm going to give in and I'm going to go with facts. And I'm going to ask somebody who actually knows of what he speaks. It is, if you read this person's resume in a Jack Carr novel, you'd say, you know, it's a little far-fetched. I'm not sure there's a real person like that in America. An individual who straddled counterterrorism prosecutor for the Department of Justice, intelligence investigator in Congress, and then chief of staff of the Pentagon. And I've left out about 48 million other things. But in this case, it's not a fiction. It's not Commander Reese. It's Kash Patel, patriot extraordinaire. Kash, welcome back to America First.
Hey, Seb, it's great to be back with you. Thanks so much. It's been a minute, but I'm looking forward to it, and I think we might have some fun today.
Oh, I know we're going to have some fun. First things first, for the record, Kash, what did I leave out? What are you most chagrined at that I left out from your resume? Is it ice hockey player, child of immigrants? Tell me what I left out that burns you, that gets to you.
It's got to be the fact that I play ice hockey and drink PBR.
All right. There we have it. And there's a very cool video out there of him sliding across the ice to his parents. It's very, very cool. All right, Kash. I have so many things I want to dissect with you. Let's talk about clearances and classified information.
Yeah.
So I've still got my clearance. I gained a clearance. I had a clearance, a secret clearance in the British Army. I got a TSSCI in the White House when I came in. And I think most people don't understand why the clearance system exists and why we have classified information and who the intelligence agencies of America work for. So would you, as somebody who's worked in Congress, convicted terrorists for the DOJ, ran the Pentagon, why do we have intelligence services and who are they writing their classified products for, Kash?
Yeah, that's a great starting point. We'll get to their failures in a second, but classified information serves a purpose, Seb. It's to protect American national security interests, which means you are protecting Americans. And sometimes the information is so sensitive, we don't want it out there in the public, i.e., we don't want to tell Baghdadi that we're coming to get him because we put it out on Twitter. We don't want the Facebooks of the world to know the positions of our hostages before we go and get them. Those are just obvious examples, but the better point is the intelligence collection doesn't always necessarily lead to an end state. It shapes policy at the White House on how we defend against Russia, China, and Iran, the largest state sponsor of terrorism, and the like. So there is a need and a purpose for classified information. But the overclassification of information has become a systemic problem, and the failure of agencies to be able to share with each other is another problem that I tried to fix when I was Deputy Director of National Intelligence.
We'll talk about what you did at the Office of Director of National Intelligence. But when it comes to the end user, ultimately, who is the decision maker that these agencies are serving? Who needs to get the presidential, I gave it away, who needs to get the daily intelligence briefing, Kash?
No, that's right. It's created for one thing, the PDB, the Presidential Daily Briefing. The Director of National Intelligence's main job amongst overseeing the IC, is to cull information and take presidential directive and say, okay, this is what the commander-in-chief wants to focus on: China, Russia, counterterrorism, Iran, the border, countering narcotics. This administration wants to focus on the setting of the sun, but that's a different story. But when you prioritize national intelligence collections efforts to things that matter, and then you put them in one space, you present them, as I did, to the president as a presidential daily briefing, and his cabinet secretaries have access to that information as well at the highest classification levels, because we want Americans' policy to be dictated by intelligence that is actually provable, not on hyperbole and the fake news mafia. So these reportings, another reason why classification is so important is because that information shouldn't be out there to the rest of the world. But the problem is people have overclassified things and continue to do so, hide failures in government.
Yeah, that's why Sandy Berger, Clinton's national security advisor, walked into the National Archives and stole the highest classification documents that were embarrassing regarding al-Qaeda in the Clinton administration, stuffed them in his underpants and his socks, took them out of the building and burnt them and destroyed them. That is not what classification is for. All right, let's talk about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. So I had a government clearance. I maintained it because of some work I do as a contractor outside of government. But we have this system in America where directors of agencies like the CIA, cabinet members, and former presidents retain their clearances. They have legacy clearances. They don't have to re-up them every 5 years. They don't have to have an excuse. So explain to me, with what logic could you raid a president's home if he still has the highest clearances, Cash Patel?
You can't, with the logic of politics. Right. The Department of Justice has become the Department of Politics, and so has this FBI, because nobody's raiding Barack Obama's home, where he has 30 million pages of information, a lot of which is classified. He hasn't released one single page of it to the National Archives. Here you have President Trump, the most transparent president in modern American history, giving documents to the National Archives, declassifying them, and telling them to get them out, but only to have the National Archives, and I know this because I'm President Trump's representative to the National Archives and have been fighting to get these documents out. They're not raiding Obama's home. They're not raiding Bush's home. They're not raiding Jimmy Carter's home. They're not raiding Bill Clinton's home. And this is the hypocrisy in the two-tier system of justice on full display. He wants the American people to see the documents that show the corruption. And, you know, this is me just making a guess, but I think the documents that they seized at Mar-a-Lago show more government corruption by the FBI and DOJ. And if that's the case, it shows the politicization of our law enforcement, just like when I ran Russiagate. Remember, Devin and I only got 60% of the documents out. President Trump declassified the rest. But because of bureaucracy and the White House counsel, they were never released.
All right. We're going to have to spend time on that question. In the past, I mean, this is not a novel challenge or issue. Nixon, there was a debate for years between the U.S. government, the National Archives, and the Nixon estate as to which documents were personal and pertained to him and were to be kept by him and which has to be surrendered back to the archives. The way that was settled, Cash, was years and years of litigation and discussions. Correct me if I'm wrong. Never before in history was this question resolved by a raid by 30 FBI agents in plain clothes.
Yeah, that's not how law enforcement works. And you know that, Seb. It's how politics works. It's when you have an attorney general who essentially is a beholden to the radical left agenda, and when you have a director in Chris Wray at the FBI who is beholden to nothing but his own ego and fails to understand the simplest constitutional oversight requirements, like you saw when he appeared before Senator Grassley last week to demand questions about whistleblower protection and also comment on the Russia hoax. And he failed to do all of it. He failed to... He didn't even know that some of his top lieutenants at the FBI were the same corrupt FBI agents who broke the law in the Whitmer prosecution, which resulted in acquittals, in the Russiagate scam, in the Hunter Biden hypocrisy, which was falsely labeled Russian disinformation. He had no idea, to be reminded of that. And then he wanted to fly away in his private jet to his Adirondack vacation home instead of answer questions before the United States Senate. These are the two key figures who are driving the Mar-a-Lago raid. It was their decision. There is no way on God's green earth that that raid happens without the sign-off of the Attorney General, the Deputy Attorney General, and the Director of the FBI. That's the way this
happened. And is it possible that it happened without the White House knowing? Because I don't believe that, Cash.
No. I think I have a little different opinion. I don't know that Joe Biden knew.
No. I'm not talking about Joe. Joe's eating his oatmeal at home. I'm talking about the White House.
Yeah, I think the White House counsel for sure was in on it, 100%.
All right, you got to follow this man, fightwithcash.com, fightwithcash.com. Also, we're going to talk about his latest book. It's not what you think it is. It's the Russia hoax for kids. Yeah, seriously, we'll discuss it in a second. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Be sure to be subscribed. Never miss our one-on-ones. Go to Spotify. Plug in my name, Sebastian Gorka, America First. Write us a five-star review. Share the links. Never, ever miss an episode. It really doesn't matter where you stand on the issue of who has culpability in Ukraine. I don't care whether you're an isolationist like Tucker or whether you're an interventionist. I am neither, because I think it's their 1776 and a bad guy invaded. But irrespective of politics, people are suffering. Children are suffering. We need to help them. Why? It's what our Lord and Savior told us. Come unto me, the little children. Listen to this audio of children suffering right now in Ukraine.
When there were explosions, we sealed the windows with adhesive tape so that fragments would not hit us.
The thing I miss most in my city right now is my dad, and I really miss his love and care right now.
I miss my home, my dad. As long as I don't think about it, I feel very good. But when I start thinking about dad, I feel very bad.
Yeah, dad is away fighting for the independence of his country. There are millions of women and children starving. Please join our Food for the Poor campaign. They've already shipped 11 million meals to those who are displaced in Ukraine. Let's help those who are less fortunate than us by a long shot. Please make a donation in any amount today to Food for the Poor by calling 855-330-HOPE or just go to my webpage, sebgorka.com, and click on the Help Ukraine banner. Just one donation once of $50 provides 200 meals. They have the meals donated. They just have to get them in theater to the women and children. A donation of $100 is 400 meals. Be a lifesaver today. Help the children, help the mothers who need our assistance. That is 855-330-HOPE, or just go to S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, and the Help Ukraine banner at the very, very top. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, my buddy, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to my listeners. The Percal bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly $89.98, but now for you, just $39.98 with your listener promo. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percal sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. It's a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-829-8468, promo code Gorka, or just go to mypillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and plug in G-O-R-K-A. That's 1-800-829-8468 or mypillow.com, code Gorka. Okay, I want to dig deeper on exactly what we were talking about, Cash. So I know the White House knew. There's no question they didn't run. You're not going to bust into a former president's house without telling the White House and getting them sign off. Number two, formally, you're absolutely right. The director of the FBI, because they're FBI agents, had to know, given that there is nothing more sensitive than burglarizing or raiding a president's home, former president's home. And of course, because the FBI works at the DOJ had to know. But here is my comeback, and it's not a pushback, because formally you're right. But the issue is, you look at how these people testify, you look at how these people hold themselves in public. The Attorney General, Garland, is a pathetic shadow of a man. He's a husk. He's a meat puppet. He's a dolt. He can't even speak properly. during a testimony session. Likewise, Ray, who was described to me by a late dearly missed senior FBI agent as the guy who arrived and spent 6 months hiding under his desk on the seventh floor. Ray is hardly a man who makes big decisions. So you know the swamp. You have been fighting the swamp for years. Who do you think is the genesis of all this? Is it Lisa Monaco, the disastrous head of Obama's counterterrorism policy, who is really running DOJ for Garland? Is it, I don't think it is, but some people say it's Ron Klain, the chief of staff in the White House. If you had to pin a tail on the donkey, who is it?
Mark Elias.
Oh, nice. All right. Mark Elias. Explain who Mark Elias is, Cash.
He is the criminal who is labeled such by John Durham in the joint venture conspiracy and his special counsel prosecutions. He is the guy that orchestrated the Russiagate hoax. After getting paid millions of dollars by Hillary Clinton and the DNC, he is their number one go-to political lawyer and has been forever. He hired Fusion GPS. He hired Christopher Steele. He got the dossier put together. He hijacked the FBI and the CIA with his partner, Michael Sussman, in crime. And they politicized a presidential election cycle with false information, got the FBI to lie to a federal judge and get an unlawful warrant against President Trump and his campaign. That's what we exposed in the Russiagate investigation, which led to the invalidation of those FISA warrants. And on top of that, it led to the firing of 17 officials. But it all starts and ends with Mark Elias. And make sure you guys do your homework. Mark Elias is at the epicenter of this FBI raid. We are going to find out that they were paid, they were involved, they had FBI tips going about Donald Trump's nonsense. It's going to come out. It's no surprise he's the one leading the charge on TV to have President Trump stripped of the possibility of running for president.
All right, so let's talk about this on Tuesday night. And this is where, you correct me if I'm wrong, okay? I only had 5.5 years in the DOD and then my time in the White House. You've been in government service longer. Tell me if I'm crazy. I look at these people and they're devious. They're scum. They're truly evil. But they're also quite stupid. I mean, I look at a Comey. He's not a bright guy. He's an egotist. He's like that preppy girl at high school who wants to be in the clique. And I look at Mark Elias and I see Mark Elias tweet out on Tuesday night, "Hey, guys, the media's missing the real point here." And he quotes, you know, U.S. Code 18270 or whatever it is, saying, "And if you mishandle classified data, you can be disbarred from office," which, of course, doesn't apply to a president because there's only three requirements to be president: natural born citizen, 34 years old, and resident in the nation 14 years. So he's a moron. And not only does he not know the law as a lawyer, secondly, if you're such a great master strategist, Cash, you don't tweet out the plan. Am I missing something?
Well, I don't think you don't ever really miss much, and I don't think you're missing anything here. I think what he's relying on is the same strategy he ran during the Russiagate hoax. He knows the mainstream media will perpetuate that lie. He knows it doesn't apply to the president, but he doesn't care because he wants CNN and the New York Times and the Washington Post to do it, because they will educate half of Americans with a disinformation campaign like they did when they said Donald Trump was a Russian agent. And we're still fighting that argument today. And what they will do is convince half of America that, oh, President Trump can be disqualified. This is how we'll do it, even though they don't care about the law or the facts or the Constitution. So he is good in that regard, that he's an evil person to plant this false information, because he knows the media, who he works with through Fusion GPS and gets paid millions of dollars to do it. He knows that he will continue to do this work. And I don't know why John Durham has not indicted this man for his involvement in Russiagate.
And that Axios story of the, you know, the handwritten Sharpie notes down the toilet, that whole thing, that's got to be Mark Elias sending bogus photographs to Axios, right?
Well, I mean, Axios is, you know, basically gutter trash.
Right.
Their reporting is, you know, we talk about it when we are talking about things you put in the toilet. So I don't really believe anything, nor do I really read them.
Right. No, the fingerprints are clearly all over it. Okay, if you have been defamed, if you want to fight the libelous individuals in the lying mainstream media like Axios, you've got to check out fightwithcash.com. He's on Truth Social. He's everywhere. We're going to talk about his book later in the show. If you enjoy America First One-on-One, it doesn't happen without your support and the support of great Americans, friends of President Trump, like Mike Lindell. They want to cancel him. They want to destroy him. They have banned his products from Walmart. Let's show him he cannot be canceled. Go to MyPillow.com. Buy whatever you want. Use my name and Mike will give you up to 66% off. They want to crush him, but we won't let them. Call 800-829-8468 or go to MyPillow.com, promo code G-O-R-K-A.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I don't know how to do the next part, Cash, because I don't want to get you in trouble, but I'm pissed. I'm pissed because 1% of what needed to be declassified was declassified. And I know you and Rick had a very limited time at ODNI, at the Office of the Director for National Intelligence. But when President Trump says, I'm the president, the classification system works for me, exists for me. I've been elected by 64 million people. Declassify the garbage that is the Russia hoax. Here's, and I know I'm being naive, but walk us through the obstacles. Why couldn't you and Rick literally take the bags of garbage crap that was classified, you know, Sharpie out the classification and said, and put a stamp on it, declassified by POTUS today, and just given it to Salem, given it to Breitbart, given it to Newsmax? Why was the establishment so effective in slow rolling the president?
Because the establishment had seated people who were against President Trump's agenda in places like the White House counsel's office, such as Pat Cipollone, to bureaucratically impede the release of information that we knew would not jeopardize national security and not destroy foreign relationships, but they knew would embarrass the FBI and DOJ, places where they used to work and champion. And they didn't want that to happen. And that goes the same for Bill Barr. And so, you know, we should have just bulldozed them because the president declassified it. So that should have been it. But we relied too much, or allowed too much of the bureaucratic machine and the never Trump or deep staters to get in there and say, no, 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 we have to slow the process down. And you're right, Rick and I did put out a lot when we were running ODNI, and Johnny Ratcliffe did a great job thereafter doing the same. But here's something I'm learning, Seb, about the raid on Mar-a-Lago. If the FBI, if it's shown that there's more documents that the president declassified, and remember, he put a sweeping statement on October 2020 and then declassified whole sets of documents while leaving the White House. If they are, these documents are the ones that show the FBI corruption that Devin Nunes and I found that were never released, they're going to have a big problem on their hands, because they are. This is the ultimate act of a cover-up. If it shows, and I believe it does, I don't have any personal insight, but I believe it does, if it shows the further corruption and unlawful activity to surveil President Trump with the help of the Democrats.
So this raid could have been to cover up and hide the declassified proof that the FBI is corrupt. That's what you're saying.
Look, they did it once before in Russiagate. Why would they not do it here? I firmly believe that that's the reason that they were in there.
Now, let me just ask a very prosaic question. I've handled classified information. I've handled declassified information, but I've never been involved in the declassification of information. In theory, could President Trump say, this all of this information is declassified now, or would it have to be run through the system? Could a president say everything that pertains to Michael Flynn's spurious prosecution is declassified as of now? Could he just do that?
A sitting president can do that, and that via statement in October of 2020, he declassified all of the documents related to Russiagate and all of the documents related to Hillary email investigation. I put that note up from President Trump on my website, Fight with Cash. So he already did it when he was president. Why they're not out is the real question, and I think it's directly connected to this raid at Mar-a-Lago. And maybe the FBI will finally release it. I doubt it. But if it shows an FBI cover-up and the further erosion of a power by the Department of Justice to carry itself out unlawfully, I thought the country was at a tipping point before, and then we got to the raid at Mar-a-Lago. If that proves to be the case, I don't know that these institutions will ever recover.
Are you disappointed as I am that just the agents, just the special agents, didn't refuse to execute that warrant, Cash, and just say, no, sorry, here's my badge, here's my gun, ASAC, or whoever you are?
I'm sure some did, but Seb, you know, in an agency of 15,000 people, you can find 28 guys who care about their careers and not the Constitution and not law enforcement to come in and do it for you because they're like, hey, we'll get a promotion.
Yeah. He has a payment processing service for companies, for conservatives, for patriots who do not want to be canceled, who want to do business securely. Please write this down right now. If you are in business, write down patriot.us with a Y. That's patriots, patriots.us. That's Cash Patel's. Also, if you've been libeled by the mainstream media, check out fightwithcash.com. I'm Sebastian Gore.
Seb, I got breaking news here. By the way, Fight with Cash just filed a lawsuit on behalf of the former director of national intelligence, Rick Grenell, against deep stater Olivia Troy for defamation for $5 million.
Nice. I couldn't think of a woman who deserves it more. I hope you bury Olivia Troy in that lawsuit. Nicely done. Very exciting. Breaking news. That's why he comes on the show. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, pain relief that works, pain relief that's real, pain relief that is liberating. 500,000 Americans, me included. But not just me. People like Reggie from Florida. This is Reggie's story. I have a lot of pain from aging, and after only 4 days of using Relief Factor, I am already experiencing less pain and stiffness. Can't wait to see how I feel in a couple more weeks. Relief Factor is a blessing sent by God. Incredible words. Find out for yourself. There's only one way, but it's super easy. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do, and I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you, like it works for me, Reggie, and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. Don't wait any longer. You know it makes sense. What have you got to lose? Except the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. So the big question is, what happened? Look, I don't know if you subscribe to this, and I'm leery of getting out over my skis or celebrating, you know, before the chickens are hatched. But I do think that Lisa Monaco, Mark Elias, A.G. Mm-hmm. Garland, Director Ray have made President Trump probably more powerful than he's ever been before. When you've got Andrew Cuomo, right, when you've got Randy Andy saying the DOJ, the DOJ better have some fire to this smoke, otherwise it's going to look like a political stunt. When you've got Randy Andy saying that on Twitter, the Democrats are in trouble. So I think he's stronger than he's ever been. I think if this disastrous economy gets even worse, President Trump announces and he strolls back into the White House. So what then? About 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, I had a former counterintelligence professional, great guy, Chris Farrell from Judicial Watch, in my old studio. Yeah. And I asked him, so what do we do about the Bureau? It's corrupt. If you look at Russiagate, you look at FISA, you look at Flynn, you look at Manafort, they're just corrupt. And he said, you have to send in the marshals, because they're still clean, and you have to dismantle the FBI. 3 days ago, VDH, the smartest guy I know, there's two 80-pound brains in America when it comes to politics. There's Newt Gingrich and Victor Davis Hanson. Victor Davis Hanson said on TV, the FBI has to be broken up and its departments scattered across the U.S. government. You've been in it. You've worked at the DOJ. I've only educated and trained the agents in SOS and the IAs. Can we fix it? Because I don't buy it when people tell me, oh, you just change the seventh floor and you get a new director. That's not good enough, as far as I'm concerned. So you give me your vision. If you are, you know, chief of staff of the White House, you're the next attorney general. Can we fix the FBI? What do we do with the FBI?
Yes, we can. And people might say, oh, you know, just find that dismissive or naive. But it's a combination of the things you and VDH lined out, and I've been saying for a long time. Personnel at the top matters, but not just at the cabinet level, at the deputy level, at the chiefs of staff level, at the undersecretary level, at the special agents in charge level across America that run every FBI office. That's the starting point. Then you need your people in each legislative affairs office to be one of yours. You need a general counsel that supports the president that was elected by the people of the United States of America. You need a press office that won't leak and refer prosecutions for leaking of classified information immediately. But the other thing you need to do is the FBI mothership in D.C. is way too big. It does need to be blown up and spread out throughout America, because we need more agents in the field.
Yeah.
We don't need any more agents in Washington, D.C., hijacking investigations and corrupting them like they did Russiagate, like they did Hunter Biden, like they did Hillary Clinton email, like they're doing to President Trump now and January 6th and so on. People are sick and tired of Washington because these big buildings exist here and they are creating a government bureaucracy that doesn't need to exist. And what they're incentivizing people to do in those agencies is, oh, you got to come to D.C. to get your big promotion. No, we don't want you here. We want you in the field. We want you overseas doing the work we paid to train you so much to do, because America needs that. So when you send people back to the field, like when you send CIA case officers back to collect information instead of doing political actions back at HQ, that's how you fix it, along with the complete total overhaul of leadership. But you got to send people out to the things they were hired to do and not serve in D.C. I think if you don't do those two things and a couple other things I mentioned, you can get your way back to restoring faith in these institutions.
Let's talk about those other things, because in a recent TV interview you gave, you used the phrase the government mafia. And I'm going to use that phrase because you're absolutely right. That is what we have. We have a government mafia, whether it's the 87,000 new IRS agents who you know will be used to target conservatives, whether it's, you know, the NSA that I was told had a four-man team that was actually surveilling Steve Bannon, myself, and others whilst we were in the White House, whether it's the FBI, the DOJ, all of this stuff. You used a very powerful phrase, government mafia. We've just discussed the FBI. What else needs to be done? And more importantly, you're talking about having your person in place who's, you know, going to stop the leaks and everything else. Do we have the requisite bench, Kash Patel? Do we have enough people who actually believe in the Constitution, believe in one judicial system where all are treated equally, to man those positions?
I think we do. And if there was ever a shortage after last night's raid on Mar-a-Lago, I think we got a whole lot more. And, you know, I say that half jokingly, but can you, like you pointed out, so many people on the radical left are coming out and saying, wow, we just maybe handed it to Donald Trump in 2024. Think of how many people in the middle are actually going to be like, forget this bastardization of the Constitution. I didn't sign up for this. I'm with you guys now. So I believe we have the bench in place. But what we also need, Seb, is a righteous Congress to act. We need Kevin McCarthy to come in, if he's the Speaker of the House forever, to come in and say, yes, not only are we going to investigate Merrick Garland, the Attorney General, and the FBI Director, and the agents below him, and the AAGs at the DOJ who've politicized it, but we're going to hold you in contempt of Congress and prosecute you when you fail to abide by a congressional subpoena. We are going to get the documents out of Congress that these agencies won't give us. That's the starting point. That's what we do first in November. And then we lead up to 2024, where we build the bench that we have and put them in the places we need to be. But our Congress has a call to action to answer come November. And if they fail, we won't be able to get it done.
I asked you who's behind the current criminal activity. You said Mark Elias. I think you're absolutely right. Let's wind it back in time. You were chief investigator for Devin Nunes on the Intelligence Committee. Who was the mastermind, or who was the center of gravity for the Russia hoax? Was it Brennan? What's your gut?
Mark Elias.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, they got these guys to buy into it, but someone had to come up with it, right?
Yeah.
Someone had to go out and say, where's Christopher Steele and how do we seed this in there? And you're talking about him and Sussman were two government specialists and, political hitmen for the Hillary Clinton campaign and DNC. And what do? Let's go hire these guys. They're our people. We can trust them. Let's have them go to the FBI through cutouts. Let's have them go to the CIA directly and funnel information about a fake Russia bank narrative and a fake Russia hoax that Donald Trump is a Russian asset and use the FBI and DOJ to corrupt them. And they got their cronies in those institutions to certify the warrants and the searches and go before the FIST. And they got those cronies in the IC to force the issue that there was this Alpha Bank server connection at Trump Tower. It turned out to be a total hoax. And they wiretapped the White House. This has to start from outside of government. And that's where it started with, was the Mark Elias and Michael Sussmans of the world. And it, of course, quickly spread to Fusion GPS. And then they used their political context, like the Bruce Doors of the world, like the Clappers, the Brennan, to seed this information in government because they knew they would willingly take it.
All right, I'm going to have a whole episode of my Newsmax show dedicated to Mark Elias. In the meantime, you got to catch it this Sunday, the Gorka Reality Check, 7 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. Eastern, because Cash is going to join us there as well. In the meantime, go to his website, fightwithcash.com. Follow him on social media, especially Truth Social. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First, coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. If you're in daily pain, if you've tried everything else and failed to find relief, do yourself a favor. You've waited long enough. Order the 3-week quick starter pack of ReliefFactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me and 500,000 of your fellow Americans. What have you got to lose? Well, accept the pain. Call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. That number again, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. All right, I don't know a cool, sexy way to segue this because, oh no, maybe I do. Russia, the Russia hoax for kids. How do you explain the Russia hoax to kids? That's a great question, Seb. Maybe somebody should write a book about it. And he has. It's called The Plot Against the King. Let's put the image up there. Written by Kash Patel, art by Laura Vincent. And I think it's perfect timing to discuss this book, given the raid on Mar-a-Lago, because in it, Donald Trump is the king. And as the old phrase goes, Kash, if you're going to kill the king, you better kill the king. And they have failed. Am I right?
You are right. Look, Seb, this is a primer for everybody, adults or kids. The artwork's great. We set it in medieval times. Yes, we borrowed from reality. We took Hillary Clinton and Keeper Comey, and Devin and I went out on a quest for the truth for King Donald, and the kingdom was restored because we taught kids the power of the truth. Not politics, but doing the truth, doing the mission, because these are going to be our future. But it's brilliant because it even allows adults who have been far away from Russiagate to read it in a fun way and share it with their children and educate our children on the importance of the truth instead of talking to them about CRT. And another announcement for you, Seb, the book did so well. It went number one in the children's book categories that Google and Facebook and everybody shut it down. No surprise. We're going to do a trilogy, and wait till I announce in a couple of weeks the second book. The media is going to lose it, but we have a right to educate our children. Theplotagainstheking.com. Help us put it in every school in America.
If Google, if Amazon hate it, you know you want it, okay? it's at the top of his Truth Social account. Don't be swayed by the shifty knight. I love it. It is The Plot Against the King. I'm envious. He's like Madonna, this guy. His name on Truth Social is just Cash with a K. That's who he is. Why isn't my account Seb? I'm going to have a word with that Nunes chappy. I'm going to have a word with him. All right. Yeah. Are you having fun? Do you ever lose hope in America, Cash?
I never lose hope in America because hope in Americans like you and like other great warriors. We're here. We exist. It's not going to be easy. This is our fight for our future and for our generation, and we are going to keep pounding. We will not bend the knee to these government gangsters who are invading our Constitution. We will continue to put the truth out, thanks to great shows like yours.
If now is not the time, then there never is a time. Make sure you have your MAGA hat. Wear it with pride. I've got my Cash Patel hoodie as well. It's a little warm in the swamp for my hoodie today, but the MAGA hat, show the world that we are at least 74 million and we will not be swayed. He's the rock star of the movie The Plot Against the President from our friend Amanda Milius. You need to see the movie. It's available all the streaming platforms. Look for The Plot Against the President or just patpmovie.com. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We need to fight, fight, fight. It is our republic to take back. You have a role to play in it wherever you live, whatever your background, wherever you came from. If you believe in the principles of the founding, it is up to you. God bless you all. Keep your head on a swivel. Watch your six. Hold the line. Never give up. Never give in. And stay frosty.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.